Good morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Listeners, we are joining with our global community today. You are joined by fellow souls, brothers and sisters around the world who are coming together in energy and spirit. Know that you are never alone, and there is a field of love that surrounds you at all times. This is Dr. Leslie. I'm joined by Gagan Hunter today. Hi, Gagan.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you here with us.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're going to go through a couple of new and different topics that we haven't gone into before. Gagan's going to be offering his expertise and experience on both things that we're going to be doing today. You know, listeners, today we're starting holistic living with a conversation about the imbalance in the physical body that we call diabetes. And can I just throw in with that? There's never an imbalance of the physical body without first imbalances in the energetic matrix that the physical body is built upon. Okay, so we are going to move into beginning the conversation about the consciousness conversation behind diabetes as well. Okay, so, you know, diabetes has become so epidemic. It's more prevalent today than ever in history, and even moving to younger and younger generations. There's young people getting diabetes like never before, and this is what used to be called adult onset diabetes that young people are getting. So we're going to be going into that in just a few minutes. And after holistic living in Wave of Fire, we are going to be talking about the truth about the truth. You know, I've heard the truth sometimes hurts, and the truth will set you free. So we are actually going to be talking about the dynamic of family secrets and the wounds that can come, that pass down for generation after generation from families holding dynamics of hiding the truth from one another, from other people. You know, this is all tied up with a sense of shame. So we're going to move into that in Wave of Fire and about the healing of these generational family wounds that can happen from family secrets. So we're deeply moving into the truth today. Of course, at the end of the show, we're going to be having Judy Satori bring through a beautiful energetic activation for compassion and joy. So be prepared to be uplifted when we move into that. Now, Gagan, you've been in the health and supplementation and nutrition industry for quite a long time, and I know that you've seen a lot out there in the field as far as people who are suffering from imbalances in their body and looking for ways to find that balance again naturally.
Correct.
What has been your observation about the occurrence of diabetes? Are people looking for natural help for that?
They are looking for natural health help. Because the alternative is, if you're type 2 diabetic, you're on insulin and you will end up being on it for the rest of your life, and that is not a pretty picture. That's not something that anybody really wants to do unless they have to do it. And there are a lot of different natural foods and natural supplements that can actually help one balance their dependency on insulin and perhaps even get off insulin medication.
Well, that's a beautiful vision for those who never even thought the thought before. So,
correct.
You know, and even with that insulin, it doesn't mean that the buck stops there and everything's going to be okay.
Right.
Like, we can still continue to have a progressive decline with insulin, even with insulin being there for us, right?
Right, right, because, you know, the type 2 become either insulin resistant, but diet, you know, 80% of can be controlled through diet, very important. And we live in a time where there's so many, so much corn syrup and different sweeteners that have been added to the food and to the drinks.
Absolutely. Even when you least expect it.
When you least expect it. So this excess sugar being dumped into the bloodstream is causing the body to be able to produce the insulin to deal with it. And also, too, people don't eat adequate amounts of fiber. Fiber will also help to balance glucose blood sugar levels.
Well, now, being the Dr. Leslie that I am, I always like to back it right up to the foundational beginning. So, you know, listeners, excuse me if I'm insulting your already current knowledge, but just so that we're all on the same page, let's start at the beginning and look at, let's say, the definitions of diabetes, okay?
Good.
So diabetes, often referred to by doctors as diabetes mellitus or mellitus, describes a group of metabolic diseases in which the person has high blood glucose or blood sugar, okay? Either because insulin production is inadequate or because the body's cells do not respond properly to insulin, or both. Patients with high blood sugar will typically experience frequent urination. They will become increasingly thirsty and hungry. Okay, and there's three types of diabetes. So, of course, Gugan was talking about type 2. We're just going to go through those categories for a moment. First, let me just say that insulin is what the body produces to lower our blood sugar levels. It's like a sugar uptake product. And if your cells don't respond to insulin properly, then that means your body's not controlling its glucose level in the blood and in the cells in the way that it needs to, okay? So type 1 diabetes is when the body does not produce insulin. So some people may refer to this as insulin-dependent diabetes, juvenile diabetes, or early-onset diabetes. People usually develop this before they're 40 years old, often in early adulthood or teenage years. And this type 1 diabetes is nowhere near as common as type 2. Okay, so about 10% of all diabetes cases are type 1. So people with type 1 diabetes, they'll need to take insulin injections for the rest of their life,
right,
unless they have a healing of that, which we know that miracles happen all the time,
yes,
what we consider to be miracles. So things can happen that are outside the box, but as far as your mainstream perspective goes, this is what a person would expect unless they reorganize their energetic matrix and have some miraculous things happen, and it's possible. So between 2001 and 2009, the prevalence of type 1 diabetes among the under 20s in the USA rose 23%. According to Search for Diabetes and Youth data issued by the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia. So, big increase in type 1 diabetes for people under 20 years old in the United States, okay, between 2001 and 2009. Now we have type 2 diabetes, which Gagan was referring to.
Correct.
The body doesn't produce enough insulin for proper function, or the cells in the body do not react to the insulin, so there's a resistance, okay? And what does this mean, folks? You know, I'm going to call that a breakdown of communication and cooperation on a cellular level in the body.
That's right.
Okay? So approximately 90% of all cases of diabetes worldwide are this type. So some people may be able to control their type 2 diabetes symptoms by losing weight. Hello.
Right.
There are lots of people who are moving into type 2 diabetes because of obesity. So there's a direct link here. Okay. Also can control type 2 diabetes by following a healthy diet, doing plenty of exercise, and monitoring their blood glucose levels. So this is about getting busy, folks, getting busy about the body and giving yourself self-love and maintenance, okay? So, however, type 2 diabetes is typically a progressive disease. It gradually gets worse, and the patient will probably end up having to take insulin, usually in tablet form, unless they make some radical changes. Yeah. Okay, so overweight and obese people, of course, have a much higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those with a healthy body weight. So people with a lot of visceral fat, also known as central obesity or belly fat or pot gut or, you know, pumpkin belly or abdominal obesity are especially at risk. Okay, now folks, you know, I'm not gonna give out all secrets today. I know we're gonna be dealing with secrets in a minute. Right. I'm not gonna necessarily say exactly what year of age I am in this life, but there is a tendency for folks when they cross that 40-year-old line to start putting on body fat in their abdominal cavity. So we're going to be talking about that next week because it has implications in a lot of ways about your health, okay? So again, people who've got that increase, that imbalance and in proportionate body fat building up in the abdominal cavity tend to have more risk of diabetes. And being overweight and obese causes the body to release chemicals that can destabilize the body's cardiovascular and metabolic systems and put it into that lack of communication, lack of cooperation within the body when it comes to working with insulin correctly and glucose correctly. And the body can end up with an ongoing imbalance that, hey, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's so easy to actually, if you take one step at a time, to make lifestyle changes that can turn this whole situation around, and your whole life will change. Not just the state of what your body looks like, but how you feel in your life, how you're experiencing life itself once you get that vessel, that temple, into higher order. Gagan, what do most people find the greatest challenge of making lifestyle changes?
I think the greatest challenge for most people is consistency. They may start and then stop. Being consistent on developing good habits, I think that is the most important thing for people to make that change and that transformation to good health. And oftentimes, I believe there is a psychological component in it that stops people from being consistent, and that is a sense of unworthiness.
Boy, that's a big word.
Yes.
So this is a self-sabotage pattern you're talking
Correct.
About then, okay? That says I don't deserve, and I've got chills on that, okay? And that makes me look down at the don't talk, don't trust, don't feel book we're going to be discussing mm-hmm. in part two of today's show. You know, these things, everything's connected, isn't it?
Everything's connected.
You know, and when we have been born into and become used to a dynamic around us that suppresses our sense of self-deserve, and even if we are compensating for that by acting haughty and dominating or being bullies or however we're being in life to try to hide that vulnerable sense of lack in ourselves that we're trying to avoid, it's there underneath, and this right. would be one of the ways that it shows itself if we look for the little telltale signs, huh?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's oftentimes when an individual is overweight, when you just look at it on a physiological level, this excess weight kind of creates a barrier of protection around you. And oftentimes when you're like obese, you tend to, you know, your relationships with other people are changed. You tend to be, you keep people away because the weight is a protective, a barrier. And oftentimes it could be that maybe the individual was abused or violated mm-hmm. in some way in their youth, and which lowers their self-esteem, which then you eat to feel good, to put the hurt out, and then the next thing you know, you're overweight a little bit, and then the next thing you know, you're hugely overweight, And then it's a vicious cycle. How do I get it off?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they may not have the one, the courage, two, the discipline, and they need the support to begin to change this or transform the situation, to shed the excess weight, which in most cases is affecting people, you know, causing them to have diabetes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, can I throw in there with that? Okay, in addition to that whole, the whole challenge of not having the self-deserve to move into lasting lifestyle changes, there's also the challenge of letting go of addictive behavior when we are eating for emotional reasons. Okay.
That's right.
So, and let me say, folks, sugar, white sugar, could really just be classified as a drug. There's no nutritional value to it. Okay. You might as well be snorting the stuff up your nose. I mean, truly, white sugar certainly gives you a kick emotionally. It kicks in your body, creating, bringing forward a little surge of neurotransmitters that, yes, will elevate your mood for a minute. And, yes, will kick in your adrenals and give you extra energy for a minute.
Right.
If you doubt that, just watch a five-year-old who just ate a candy bar and drank a Coca-Cola.
Wow.
And see, and you know, just be the scientist and watch that experiment. The outcomes are blatant, and it's not long before that child becomes very aggro and then starts crying and then falls asleep.
Correct.
Okay, so we can watch outwardly in a young child like that what's really going on for all of us when we have our sugar hit, okay? So, like it or not, or admit it or not, many of us are addicted to consuming certain foods to give us an emotional high, which is truly about avoiding our feelings, all right? So, being Dr. Leslie, the holistic healing facilitator that I am, I want to tell you that the way to heal it is not to avoid it. You've got to feel it to heal it. And as long as we are living through avoidance strategies, including our diet and including secrets in the family and including putting on facades to ourselves and others, we sustain ourselves living an unhealthy and deep down unhappy life. And all I have to say is, there is so much freedom and joy on the other side of that once we move into feeling what there is to feel, dealing with what there is to be dealt with, and healing what there is to be healed. That leads to wholeness. That leads to health. That leads to release of these types of challenges. Ultimately, I'm going to say, even issues like diabetes are a gift to you because they're pointing you towards that which needs to be dealt with. There are signs that are showing you what you've been missing. And if we start taking a look at those signs and seeing our body as our friend and cooperating, magic and miracles can happen. Listeners, we're going to take a little break for a moment. Word from our sponsors. We'll see you back in just a minute. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with WGIV 103.3 FM 1370 AM and BridgeHolisticHealing.com on the internet. Blessings. See you in a moment. Life is supposed to be good. As a powerful creator, your thoughts and vibrational focus are creating the outcomes of your life every moment. Creating Harmony Flower Remedy Mist can support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create. These powerful vibrational tools for processing grief, fear, anxiety, and stress have been formulated for us at this present time on Earth. They are available at CreatingHarmonyLLC.com. It's up to you. Create the good life. That's CreatingHarmonyLLC.com.
Hi, this is Nami Nesbitt, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking what is different. I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also received guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings and walk sacred. And we're back with the Dr. Leslie Show on WGIV 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, and bridgeholistichealing.com. Talking about diabetes, going right into the nitty-gritty of the core of what brings about type 2 diabetes. And we could go deeper than that and say, you know, there is a divine plan that also orchestrates every situation in our life, including type 1 diabetes, for a higher reason. So really our greatest gift is to start to be the detectives in our own lives, be the awake observers in our own life, and be able to look and listen to the indicators that life is giving us, whether it's through our outer circumstances, what people are reflecting back to us in their behaviors, and what our bodies are saying, because there is a gift in every piece of it, no matter what. Now, I did go ahead and explain to everyone type 1 and type 2 diabetes. I know I told you there were three types. I want to go ahead and say number 3 is the pregnancy-induced diabetes, okay?
Right.
So, and we won't go fully into that right now, but just that there can be an imbalance with our way of dealing with sugar in the body through pregnancy that can lead to a diabetic state as well. Now, Gagan, what are some of the supplementations that people can take, or the dietary changes? What's out there that's available in the natural healthcare field to assist people with eliminating a diabetic state in their body, or to kind of pulling them back away from it if they're getting borderline?
Well, fortunately, there are a lot of good things. In the mineral kingdom, we want to look at chromium. Chromium has been definitely shown to help regulate glucose levels in the body. So chromium is one. Also, some of your B vitamins, I believe it's like B5 or B6. But there is a research have shown that cinnamon, extract of cinnamon, will actually lower glucose levels and help that balance that out. Also, too, there is a cactus that a lot of our Mexican brothers and sisters know about in South America that grows, is called nopales cactus. Nopales. I might not be saying that right, but it's nopales or nopales. You can find it in the health food store. A lot of good research on that particular supplement lowering blood glucose levels, and actually it's been quite effective. People just eat the cactus, or you can get it in a supplement these days. Also,
take the prickles off before you bite that cactus.
Right.
Now, just
they have
quick
it in
question.
The juice too.
Oh yeah, good. So, quick question, Gagan. Okay, I know that chromium decreases our craving for sweets.
Right.
Okay. Do, as far as you know, do these other things also decrease our craving when they regulate that blood sugar? Does it mean that for all of them that we're going to crave sugar less? Or is that just, is that specific to chromium?
It might be. Well, one of the things that I know is that anything in the bitter family, that are bitters, will actually decrease sugar cravings. And a lot of people don't think about bitters, but diabetes is would be considered part of a digestive disorder. mm-hmm. in that family. So getting the right balance of things such as bitters or herbs that are bitter will decrease one's or taste buds or reliance on sugary things. Mm-hmm. Definitely, there's a bitter melon, for example.
Yeah, tasted that thing. Woo!
From you'll find it out of India or Ayurvedic. I believe the Latin name is Geminium sylvester. It'll also lower your cravings for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to also, you know, recommend people to really investigate into the bitter family. Eating your dandelion greens or the greens that are bitter, arugula, these are all things that will begin to balance out that sugar craving. I find that bitters is a good way to balance out sugar cravings.
Hmm. Okay. So if you're starting to fantasize about that hot Krispy Kreme donut or that chocolate bar or even that Coca-Cola.
Sure.
And you guys do know, what is it, 13 teaspoons of sugar in a bottle of Coke.
Yeah, and then also the pH is about a 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So that's pretty bad.
Really destructive. Don't think that it only counts if it's something that you chew before you swallow it, okay?
Right.
So we got big liquid candy bars going
and
down
then I wanna
with those
just
sodas.
Put a plug in about there's supplements out there now to help people manage their weight. There's things like Garcinia Cambogia. Garcinia actually does lower blood sugar rates, okay? There is another thing out there on the market called the green coffee bean extract, which has a chorogenic acid in it. That also, one of the things it does is also lower glucose rates. And then there's something, you're getting a big tip today before the other Dr. Oz spills the beans, but there's a supplement out there called saffron that has been found to actually lower your cravings for sugar in food, and he's going to talk about that today.
Oh, is that right?
Right. So
I've taken saffron before.
Saffron, it also makes your body feel, gives you a sense, works with the hypothalamus and tells you a sense that you're full. So
can I also say that research shows that saffron acts as a mood elevator as
it
well?
Does,
okay, it helps
it
you release serotonin.
Correct.
Hello. So if you're feeling a bit low and depressed, which is often why we're craving sugar from an emotional level, saffron helps you healthily
right.
secrete serotonin, which is going to make you feel a higher sense of well-being, feel happier.
Correct.
Very good. Very good. We got the tip before
right.
Dr. Oz brings
right.
it out. Thank you,
right.
Gagan.
You're welcome.
Now, let's talk for a moment about the consciousness behind diabetes. Louise Hay, who wrote that infamous book, You Can Heal Your Life, describes the internal motivation behind diabetes this way. She says it's longing for what might have been, a great need for control, deep sorrow, no sweetness left. Now, if you are diabetic and you don't resonate with these words, I would encourage you, sit quietly, meditate on that, ask that which we call God, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you if there is a sense of disappointment in life, sorrow, that you may not be acknowledging or allowing yourself to feel. Just check that out, okay? Because the Holy Spirit gave some amazing revelations to this woman, and I've found consistently her descriptions of the consciousness behind illnesses to be very accurate in my 20 years work with clients, okay? So the affirmation that she recommends is this. This moment is filled with joy. I now choose to experience the sweetness of today. I now choose to experience the sweetness of today. And since we are bridging now, and of course we are the bridge to wholeness, we're bridging from holistic living to Wave of Fire. I'm going to go ahead and speak to this a little bit further, folks, and go a little deeper into the spiritual side. Okay, here's the recommendation for the affirmation again from Louise Hay. This moment is filled with joy. I now choose to experience the sweetness of today. Can I just share that on my way to the station this morning, I noticed my own frequency to be low. I felt a bit out of balance in my physical body. I was looking at the other side of the highway and saw an enormous amount of traffic.
Wow.
And multiple ambulances and fire trucks. I don't know what was going on there, but definitely I had the energy of drama, pain, chaos, okay? And I just felt the loneliness in myself. So I could have used this affirmation, this moment is filled with joy. I now choose to experience the sweetness of today. And let me tell you what hit my heart when I observed myself to be in that slightly low state. Speak in tongues. Bring through that energy cleansing, clearing, healing, uplifting dynamic that we have covered on this show a number of times and have Judy Satori bring through every time. This is a gift that, folks, is available for every one of us. And I just started speaking in that angelic language, or what we would call light language. Can I tell you that within seconds, I felt myself uplifted. I felt even my body became balanced. I had just kind of a mild feeling of nausea around my abdomen. I just felt generally low. And as I started speaking, I felt myself being raised. Remember, last week we talked at length about the power of healing sound, or I should say the healing power of sound. And this spiritual language, you know what? We don't have to understand it. We don't have to have all the answers and figure it all out. A lot of things in life, some of our greatest gifts, they just come. You got to trust. You just got to have faith in something that we don't understand and allow for that which is beyond our minds to work an amazing healing power through our physical body, our mental body, and our energetic body. I was so uplifted, and I walked into the station feeling the sweetness of today, the moment of joy. So we can do energetic house cleaning on ourselves. There's a number of different ways. This is one of them. And at the end of the show, in just a little bit, of course, we're going to have another energetic attunement through Judy Satori, where she'll be bringing through sound frequencies that bring joy and compassion. So tune in just a few moments. We're going to come back in after a short break for Wave of Fire, where we're going to be talking about the truth, about the truth, and how the truth can set you free. This is about secrets within families. Be with you in just a few moments. Here's another word from our sponsors, listeners. This is The Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. In this era of community consciousness, The Dr. Leslie Show is an extension of the essence of love and unity. It is an example of generosity from the listeners who receive its gifts, those who receive blessings and benefits from the show. Your tithe towards this work of God is received with much gratitude, and my faith and trust to carry forward with this work increases with every cent. This show is supported by your love offerings and advertisements if you have a service or product you would like to put forward to this global heart-connected family. If you would like to give to keep this show alive, or if you would like to advertise your products or service, please contact us through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. bridgeholistichealing.com and click on Love Offerings, or call Dr. Leslie directly on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Blessings and love. Have you ever wondered what a truly angelic experience would feel like? Introducing a multi-sensory, one-of-a-kind event on Sunday, August 18th at 3 p.m., Divine Intervention. You will sit with angelic intuitives Nami Nestorwitz and Susan Burns as they bring in angels through art and music, joined by Dr. Leslie Wells, who provides a portal to the heavens through light language angelic activations.
Nami will paint an energy portrait while channeling angelic messages. Meanwhile, Susan will play the harp, which raises the vibration and creates an ambient atmosphere of relaxation and loving presence. Nami, Susan, and Dr. Leslie work intuitively so that the painting, the music, and light language you hear are spiritually tailored to this event. The room will also be filled with the healing energy of the new tsunami modality.
This divine intervention is a one-hour healing event. Enjoy a heavenly activation of every cell in your body, healing of the vibrational frequencies of your biofield, and enhanced healing capabilities for those who are conduits of healing energies already. This event will be held near Charlotte in the Lake Norman area on Sunday, August the 18th at 3 p.m.
For more information, please contact Dr. Leslie at 980-202-1055. Again, the number is 980-202-1055. Thank you.
And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. And it is that time. Listeners, hold on to your seats because we are moving into Wave of Fire. And today in Wave of Fire, our topic is the truth about the truth. Okay? And in today, and actually, this is going to be a three-part series. Today's show, we are talking about family secrets. Now, I want to say that just as diabetes type 2 is epidemic, and it's just spreading like wildfire as the imbalances are showing up in more blatant ways through people's bodies. Same with the dysfunction of people not living and speaking their truth, and especially the roots of that coming from family dynamics. As a practitioner, I have observed for many years many people whose bodies that are having ongoing illnesses and imbalances are merely reflecting the inner distortion of the energetic twist that comes from incongruency in a family unit. Okay? Now, I'm going to give an example of that first, a very tangible example. And I am a tangible example. Let me say, I grew up with a condition of the spine called idiopathic scoliosis. Now, idiopathic and idiot come from the same root word, which means we don't know.
Wow.
Okay? We don't know. Idiopathic means we don't know the cause of it. And scoliosis is a sideways curving of the spine. So I had severe curvature of my spine and had most of my spine fused when I was 14 years old. Okay? I had a steel rod placed in my spine surgically and was in a body cast for 9 months because of the curvature there. Now, of course, this was a perfect step in my own path that led me, you know, in the direction to becoming eventually a chiropractor and then holistic healer and so on. So I have specialized to a degree in my career on working with the causes of scoliosis. Now, let me say that through my deep studies and my observations in working with clients, I noticed a dynamic that my own life fit exactly, and I never ever saw myself wrong when working with clients. Every time I worked with a child or an adult who had substantial scoliosis in their body, this sideways curving of the spine, sometimes there's a couple of curves, mine was like an S shape. This is a personality type of someone who holds in their feelings, okay, and is usually a peacemaker and people pleaser. So it happens more often in girls than in fellas, okay, and there is a genetic component as well. I won't go all the way into that right now, but I'll say this. Every time when I went into deeper conversation with a client who had scoliosis, there was always a dynamic where the parents had a situation of discord between them. There was a non-harmonious relationship between the mother and father that was being hidden. So this is a situation where parents argue behind closed doors, but in public, everyone's smiling, and maybe Sunday school teachers like mine, and the outward appearance. So let's just say there would be a dynamic where the family is looking good on the outside and may even have a permagrin plastered on that face. So where everybody's looking happy, every hair's in place, everybody's pretty, everybody's behaving well, everybody's performing, achieving, doing well. And underneath it all, there's something else, okay? So it's a pretense on the outside that underneath is not congruent with the truth, okay? So that means that underneath, the guise of happiness is actually pain. Underneath the guise of harmony is actually great disharmony. And when a child that holds in their feelings, I'm going to say by contrast, a child who is a rebellious hellion, okay, going out there screaming and cursing and breaking things, and you know, that child is expressing that energy of turmoil within themselves. Okay, a child that has a persona that does not do that and internalizes that conflictive tension within themselves, because even if the child's mind doesn't understand it, we perceive the truth energetically. And so when our feelings say that things are one way and our parents say, no, it's not, I'm fine, I'm not yelling.
Right?
And, you know, when we're being told that things are different than how we feel they are, a sensitive child will often have such internal twisting within themselves that it can actually go to the spine. And we build a tension pattern around the spine called adverse mechanical cord tension. This is stored energy and information that builds up layer upon layer as we perceive trauma, okay? And anytime the nervous system cannot fully process or digest what it's dealing with in the moment, it perceives that moment as traumatic and will try to block away or lock away some of that energy and information, which is a good survival strategy. But if we're holding that long term, we end up with such a collection that it distorts our body. And so for some, very physically, structurally, we end up with a distorted spine called scoliosis. So that's one example of the physical manifestation of the outcome of family secrets. Okay? This is where people are not speaking their truth. And most always, what's tied in with that hidden dynamic is a sense of shame. Shame, judgment, condemnation, and guilt. Okay? And this pattern can be passed down generation to generation to generation. So we end up with a whole lineage of dysfunctional families that I want to say, this is the time where we can make a choice to break that chain. We can make a choice to heal the pattern. To heal the pattern. Now, Gagan, you shared with me in the past week a situation in your own family.
Right.
That involves some secrets that you learned about. Are you willing to share that with us today?
Sure. Well, actually, the secret really originated with my grandmother and my mother. And so I didn't find, you know, I grew up with a mother and a father and blessed with grandparents. And it wasn't until later in my life, as an adult, that I found out that the man that I knew as my grandfather was not my biological grandfather. And my mother exposed a secret that... And she was around 56 years old when she found this out. But she internally felt that the man that she knew as her father was not her biological father. And there were, I'm sure there were a lot of reasons. We dealt with it as a family as best we could. I tried to have a family meeting and to discuss this, to put this out, you know, to reveal the truth. And oftentimes, that's very difficult. Once you reveal the truth, you get all sorts of reactions and feedbacks. But the outcome of it was that my mother found out that she had a brother whom she never knew. She grew up as a only child, a sister, actually two sisters. Both of them, I think, ended up, they were deceased. She never met them, but she met her brother, and I've met my uncle. And what's interesting is that I physically met my uncle for the first time. My mother passed away last year, and it was just right around that time when she was ill that I actually met my uncle, and we've become quite close. But, you know, growing up, I never knew. We just assumed that my mother didn't have any brothers and sisters. And my grandmother was about 16 years old when she had my mother, so she didn't know any better. And I'm sure there was some, you know, my great-grandparents were involved in back then, you know, to have a child out of wedlock was not a was a shameful thing. Mm. So it was hidden, and even a birth certificate was produced that my mother found that showed that the man that she thought was her biological father was actually on the birth certificate. But in those days, people didn't get birth certificates right away when they were born. Oftentimes, you know, they were not even born in a hospital. So that came a lot later. But the damage that it caused in my family caused a rift between my mother and my grandmother. And they never could resolve it. Either one of them, on their deathbeds, they never could resolve that get to that forgiveness piece.
Okay, and, so your mother must have felt cheated in some ways, cheated out of knowing of the family that she had. Right?
And she also felt like you know, there was a great deception.
Absolutely.
Because they went through great lengths to create a birth certificate. You know, now, but on the other end, you know, I can only just kind of sort of like step into the shoes of my grandmother. I only can imagine, you know, growing up in North Carolina, black, uneducated, trying to figure out the best that she could do. Maybe she felt like she made a right choice. She did find a husband that loved her and provided for them. But there was the shame piece that she could never reconcile to tell the truth about. And as time went on, of course, it gets harder and it gets harder and it gets harder to tell the truth about it. And still today, both of them are deceased. The remnants of this this still plagues my family today. There's still some healing that has to happen about, you know, the family curses, or as my mother used to say, the generational piece is very interesting because my mother didn't heal the relationship with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
She had a dysfunctional relationship with her daughter.
Okay. So this is how it gets passed down from family to family. Can I just say that, souls, we can be a stand now for healing that which previously was perceived as unhealable, and that healing transcends what we perceive as life in this physical body, that we can bring about completion even with those who have already transitioned out of this life and in this body, and we can perform healing retrospectively on our ancestors. I'm going to go deeper into that next week, but there's amazing waves of healing that are happening on the planet right now, not just for the present, but for the past, and retrospectively to ancestors before us, and for the future, because we are changing the future right here and now, and the past, with the choices that we make. Wow. We can do that. So, we are a stand for that. I have a quick story to share myself that's very current about family secrets. And for those of you who've been listening to the show for a while, you would know that my adoring, beloved husband, and our anniversary is 9 days from today, by the way. So, and he was the delivery of my heavenly order. I specifically asked that which we call God for a new relationship. This was just over 3 years ago. And 5 days later, those feet came walking up on the beach and stopped at mine while I was sitting in the sand programming my phone. And I looked up and there he was. And within an hour of us talking, I knew that that was my order being delivered. And that which we call God really brought for me and for him the perfect fit for one another. We've got an amazing relationship. And part of that story, though, includes that my new love had just been out of prison for 5 weeks, and he had been in prison for 26 years from an armed robbery that he and his teenage brother, that they both did together as teenagers, 26 years before, they robbed two convenience stores and injured two people by gunshot in those robberies. So through two different states and a long story there, he spent 26 years in prison. And this man has the most open heart and is a brilliant light of love and brilliance of humanity. And I told my brother and sister about this new man that I had met, and they said, "Don't you dare tell mom and dad." Okay. And so at one point I did say, I will never bring this forward to my parents. I think it'd be too much. Can I just say for a moment a word of compassion for the secret makers?
Right.
Okay. Why do we do that? We do it to protect.
Right.
Okay, we think we're protecting ourselves. We think we're protecting other people. We think we are saving people from harm. All right? And there was a bit of struggle with that. I did not end up bringing the truth forward to the rest of my family until after Ken and I were married. Okay? And I want to tell you the words that an amazing life coach gave me when I was in conversation about this. A lot of things were coming up and clearing around my family past. And I had this conversation with this life coach. And he said, "You know, it really surprises me the amount of power that you're giving away." All right? About not being open and being truly who you are with your mother and father, especially as a grown child, right? He said, "Please understand that when you hide the truth from someone because you feel that they will be bothered by that truth, you are enabling them to stay stuck in the limited consciousness that they are in by not allowing them to be challenged to expand and grow by the natural true circumstances that are happening." You know what hit me in that moment was that there is a divine plan. And in the bigger picture, there's been mutual consent way in advance before we came into these bodies on this earth about how life would go. There's the hand of God is working through every circumstance. And if we block the truth from showing up, we are sabotaging some of that plan. We're putting a block in for what the natural, true circumstances would bring about. And so I will say that that man's encouragement gave me the strength and insight to be honest and brought forward the truth with my whole family. And I cannot say how much freedom came with that, to where there's nothing being hidden and there's no lies being told or things being camouflaged, even if we're not lying about it and trying to secure some sort of false, perception. There's a lot of freedom in that. So folks, we're going to continue this, the truth about the truth, next week. And this is about how the truth will set you free. Will set you free. There's freedom and truth. Hold on just a moment. We are going to be joining with Judy Satori for a blessed energetic transmission for joy and compassion.
Mira is speaking of compassion as being kind and gentle, understanding, but not condoning. Compassion, he says, must begin with compassion, kindness, gentleness, understanding of self. Otherwise, the so-called compassion for another is misplaced and is about aiding or abetting or is codependent. He wants to work with us now to add a greater depth to our faculty of compassion, beginning with our compassion for ourselves, so that we can rest in the deep peace of not knowing what lies ahead, but in trusting that a new way will open to be shown to us. So as you're sitting within this macabre field of El Moira, just put your hands gently over your heart chakra and allow his energy of compassion to merge with your energy and become you. So this compassion energy is anchoring within you, so that you are this energy, now and forever. Amen. And now El Moira speaks to us of joy, the joy and expectation that something wonderful and magical is just around the corner, and a new springtime is coming in our lives. Place your hands over your heart chakra again now, and gain an impression of what this new joy that is coming to you soon will feel like. And as sadness, mistrust, and constriction is lifted, joy stands in its place. And joy is soul expansion.
And this is the Dr. Leslie Show. Join us next week as we move into the truth about the truth, part two. We will be exploring the four stages of remedying, of actually getting to the bottom of and healing that family dynamic of destructive secrets in the family. Blessings and love to you, listeners. We are a global community. This is your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. And until next week, walk sacred.